and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. It's a journey from Kalihi in Honolulu to Washington, D.C. Shaw and Jack Thompson, the owners of Tihati Productions, were the guests of the Japanese government to attend the enthronement ceremony for the Emperor of Japan in November of 1991, along with the head of state of Western Samoa. In early 1993, the Thompsons joined President Clinton in Washington for the National Prayer Breakfast as representatives for Hawaii. In 2009, they worked with the Hawaii delegation for the inauguration of President Barack Obama. How does God take a couple from Kalihi, from Farrington High School, to the steps of the nation's capital? God moves in, yes, mysterious ways, but also very purposeful. In fact, his purpose in the lives of Jack and Shaw Thompson is a testament of what God can do in your life, in the details, the specifics of your life. That's why we're here at the Good Life Program, to remind you how much God loves you and that God knows you and you can know him. He sent his son Jesus to die on the cross for your sins. Jesus shed his blood on that cross to wash your sins away. My friend, he was buried, and 3 days later, Jesus rose again from the grave. And today, the living Christ who has touched Jack, Tihati, and Shaw Thompson's life can touch your life as well. We pray that you would open your heart to Christ. We pray that you would draw near. And we believe that the Spirit of God is working even right now. Shaw Thompson, she serves as chairman for both the Honolulu Police Commission and the Institute of Human Services. She also has participated in the Noel Foundation Award Celebration of International Leadership to the benefit of the United Nations Development Fund for Women. Shaw also won the prestigious Award of Mother of the Year by American Mothers Incorporated. Shaw, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Danny. To God be the glory.
Where did you grow up?
I'm what they would call a product of the tenement housing. And quite proudly, thank you, because there's some wonderful things that happen there and some wonderful people that come from there. My whole purpose of even mentioning that is that God can do anything. And he can change lives and make sure that people understand that you should not take labels seriously, except for the fact that if you are a follower and a believer in Jesus Christ, that you have every single opportunity to know that there's only two final destinations in life, and that's either going to heaven or going to hell. And so we know that as believers, we know where we're going. And so that's my whole thing. And you can be happy about that.
When you talk about the tenement housing, that there were some good things about it.
Yes, there really was. I mean, you know, I didn't know that we were labeled as I was growing up. I didn't know that people didn't like you just because of where you came from. And then as I got to high school and realized that, you know, you were looked down upon at times, and even after I got out of high school and went to work at different businesses, and even as a delivery girl, and I would take important papers to the better part of town when I would deliver papers for an attorney I worked for, and they said, "Oh heavens, don't you dare come through the front. You walk around the back and deliver that. Don't come through the front." And then I started thinking, my goodness, I've been labeled, and I've been I need to know my place. I guess I didn't know my place. So the good things that come out of the housing is that you are a fighter, and you stand up for your rights. But then when you become a Christian, you become the kind of fighter that you should be. You fight for the right things in the right way. You don't have to fight physically anymore. And let me tell you, in the housing, you fight physically. One of the funniest things is, you know, I had we have eight in our family, brothers and sisters, and my mother was a real scrapper. And in the housing, you families fight families for the most imbecilical reasons. And so you are a physical fighter. But when you come to know Jesus and the love of Jesus and the miracle of being of him, including everyone, when you learn that he knew you while you were in your mother's womb, and his love is so magnificent and so big, even if you're a loudmouth like me and you walk fast and you talk fast, that it's okay, that you can still represent him well. And I only bring that all up because that's what my kids always say. My daughter says, "Oh, Mama, you've lived in Hawaii Kai and on Portlock Road longer now than you've ever lived in Kalii in the housing. Why do they always write about you and say you're from Kalii?" And then I say things like, "Well, because I never learned anything from Portlock Road or Hawaii Kai. I learned everything from Kalii, and who I am, a major part of it is from Kalii." So that's why I'm even talking about that, because when you are a child of God, you try your best to make certain that you know that Jesus brought all of us in. I mean, when you think that God could actually give his son for the rest of us, turn away and give his son so that we might all have eternal life, man, can you fathom that at all?
Mm-hmm. Wow. I hear someone who has advanced. And somewhere along the way, I wonder if you had to overcome a natural reaction of a bitter heart because people are judging you, mistreating you, trying to say where your place is, but maybe deep down inside you thought, well, maybe my place is somewhere else. Someone who struggles with bitterness.
Danny, it still pops up every now and then. It really does. You know, not in the arena of business, actually, when I'm negotiating for business deals, it doesn't pop up there. It's sometimes, and maybe I'm the one that has a chip on my shoulder when I'm thinking, you know, I'm with people that talk only of money, maybe, or position. That offends me because the aunt that helped to raise me, we called her Punadia. The one that raised me, she was poor. And I told the story recently because we only lost her a couple of weeks ago. When I made song leader for Farrington High School, I was all of 17 years old. You know, we didn't have $45 to pay for my song leader uniform. Mm. And she went to the neighbors, other welfare people, and she asked if she could iron their clothes, you know, 10 cents for a shirt and 25 cents for a pants. And she raised the $45 so that I could pay for the uniform and become which was a coveted position mm-hmm. in high school mm-hmm. for young girls. And so when I was impressed, I was always impressed. I will always be impressed with somebody that's selfless. And so for me to ever feel like I'm ever better than anyone else, or for anyone else to think they're better than me, that's yes. offensive. Mm-hmm. And so I try very hard to leave that all behind and remember mm-hmm. that if God could give his only begotten son so that I might have a second chance, then I certainly can be humble enough to forgive those that don't know of his love and don't know of his magnificent grace. So then, you know, my silly Kalihi temper can be, mm-hmm. you know, can be at least temporarily moved on the side so that I don't start to feel sorry for myself, if you will.
Shah, you mentioned, you speak about Poona Deer.
Yes.
Is it her? Well, the question is, who influenced you most in your growing up years?
She did, because I didn't hold on to the Lord at the time. Mm-hmm. She did. She did. Was honest. I mean, she was just a poor, almost, I would almost say like a peasant person, but she was honest and decent and clean and not lazy and all the things that a young girl didn't know yet was important. She did. It was her. It wasn't Jesus at the time. I didn't know him.
Shah, was she your mother's sister?
Yes, my mother's kid sister, yes. And she just passed away about on the 16th of December.
I know.
And I was so proud when my beautiful, very large grandchildren, we all got into three canoes and we paddled out to Waimanalo Beach and we threw her ashes out there. And even though I fully know that when one is absent of the body, they are in the presence of the Lord. Even then, we were clinging to our culture, and we went out in the canoes and spread her out in the ocean close to her homestead land. And it was beautiful, and the fact that we are all believers, including all her great-grandchildren, all the, you know, I'm good. I wasn't good. I mean, I miss her. I will always miss her, but I can you imagine how would I handle this without the Lord? How? Mm. How do you? What happens to a non-believer when your loved one leaves and you're floundering because you're painful? It's painful.
Shah speaks about Poona Deer, who has a lasting legacy through the Thompson Ohana, the Thompson family, through Shah and Jack Tihati. And their kids, and now the grandkids. The person that Poona Deer was to invest her life, not only working, ironing shirts and slacks to raise $45, but the legacy of the example, the legacy of values, the legacy of dignity. A foundation being laid for a message of good news that would come to Shah Thompson when we come back from our break. How and when did Shah Thompson experience the love of Christ in a personal way? How did she become a Christian? Dear friend, as we share in this time together with you, Suzanne and I, Shah, we ask you, how about you? Dear friend, do you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ? Do you know his love? Do you know that no matter what you're facing right now, with Christ, he can help you overcome and go through and thrive? Stay with us. We'll be back with more from Shah Thompson.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Todd Thompson, as owner, along with her husband Jack Tihati Thompson, our board. Are owners of Tihati Production. Shaw Thompson not only designs ways, but she embodies the love, not only the love of the islands, but the love of God in Jesus Christ. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer. Thank you for joining us today. If you're tuning in right now, or may have caught the tail end of the last segment, you want to hear this program in its entirety, you can certainly do so at thegoodlifehawaii.com. A free podcast for you to share with a family member and friend. Sha, how did you become a Christian?
It's like Jack said, we were young people. I had only two children at the time, and I was actually home breastfeeding my Misty, and he came home drunk. And I don't know. I can tell you now. I didn't know at the time, but I know it was the Holy Spirit that overtook me. I was sobbing, couldn't stop. And he asked what was wrong, because after all, we were two little Farrington High School graduates that had bought our first home, and it was a really old, rundown place. Cost us $180 a month for the mortgage, and each month we struggled to pay the mortgage. And when we would have our disagreements and I'd slam the door, it would fall off. And the next morning, Jack would be pounding the door back on its hinges. But I knew, I mean, being poor, like we talked about coming from the tenement housing, I knew that we owed a thank you to somebody or somehow or something, because here we were with our own first home and a big car, Cadillac, mind you, a Marauder in the garage, and two beautiful little girls. And I just felt that this was too much. It was more than I could handle. How did we end up having all of this? So I really felt like there was someone, something to say thank you to. And I believe today with my whole heart, it was the Holy Spirit speaking to me, saying, come on, girl, you need to be grateful for what's happening here. So we were both very naive and very silly and very full of ourselves and very full of money. And I believe the Holy Spirit took over, and there we were. And when Jack says that we went 3 o'clock in the morning and then with a little flashlight wrapped up our two little girls and went looking for a church, that's exactly what we did. And yes, we did call the pastor of the church we found and said, come and teach us about Jesus. He did. Our dog did bite him. Our roof did leak on his Bible. And yet, it continued to happen. But you know what is odd? I had a friend, dear friend. In fact, she's a distant relative. And she was so peaceful. We were both performers. I think I wanted what she had. She had, truly had the peace that surpasses all understanding. She wasn't rushed. I mean, she had five children. And in fact, we had babies together and we were You know, I thought, geez, how come she's not always harried and rushing and worrying about the bills, and I always was. And so really that, you know, the Holy Spirit orchestrated all of that. And so when Jack came home, that's how we, and life truly got better once we went to the church and started learning about Jesus. And by the way, it could take sometimes almost a lifetime to get to know Jesus personally, because you keep, sometimes you, well, maybe me, maybe, you know, I used to keep faltering, and I, you don't know you're trying to do it on your own, and you are. Mm-hmm. But he works you. His grace continually works you, and you come around, and you start to recognize the pecking order, if you will, that he is of utmost importance in your life, and then you fall in line, and your life is much, much better. That doesn't mean that you don't go through hardships. It doesn't mean that sometimes you're confused, but if you stick it out and you, yes, many, many good people, but believers must adhere to certain things. Yes, you should. Do not forsake of the gathering of those of like faith. Yes, you need to go to church. Yes, you need Bible study. Yes, you need fellowship with other Christians. Yes, you need to do things, but that comes naturally when you know, when you understand that the Lord gave you, knew you while you were still in your mother's womb, gave you everything you have, made you, you know, then it comes easily. But nobody told me that, so I didn't know that. Just think, I learned that.
Shah, did you and Tihati, from that time on, have you always been consistent at church, going to church on a regular basis?
Always, always. Never stop going to church. Doesn't mean we didn't falter or we didn't sin. We always felt empty if we were not able to attend, where, no matter where we went, Samoa, Europe, wherever. We always looked for a church to attend on Sunday, particularly because we are so busy, or mm-hmm. me now that he's retired. I mean, we've, you know, even things like... for a while, I guess maybe I didn't 100% submit to the Lord, because I had a dear friend, Myrtle Lee of AMFAC, who of Island Holidays, who insisted that I sit on different committees, and I felt insecure because the people I sat on committees with were college educated and Harvard and Yale and wherever, and I didn't know that they thought less of me because I didn't have a college degree. I was just in Farrington High School. So when they said, where did you go to school? I didn't know they meant college. And I would say Farrington High School. And I was very proud of that until I realized that that wasn't enough to them, even though it was enough to me. So I went back to school, and I think I was 58, not went back to school, but went to college at Hawaii Pacific University when I was about 58. And I eventually, in about 4.5, maybe 5 years, I got a degree in judicial administration. And that, again, was by the grace of God. And with the help of my children, my husband driving me to school every night and holding down a job, Tihati Productions, I was still part-time performing, part-time working in the office, working. And I think it was about at that time that I realized, but for the grace of God, because I was old, man, and I watched these kids, especially from Europe and from abroad, that never studied, and they would pass. I mean, they had a special way of studying, and I would read the whole book because I didn't know any better, and they passed. But even that was by the grace of God that I passed, because, you know, when you're older, I'm telling you, you can't grasp what you could when you were younger. So, yeah, I was the oldest graduate of that year, and I didn't walk. I didn't go to the graduation. I just collected my diploma. So a while later, my children gave me a dinner that said, pretty good, old lady, you know, pretty good.
Shah, who taught you to dance the hula?
Oh, heavens. My first kumuhula when I was very, very young was actually Richards, Bella Richards. Her son is a famous navigator with Nainoa Thompson for the Hokulea. He's now married to Debbie Nakanelua, who was a Miss Hawaii. But she was a she'd come to the housing, and honestly, I think she taught for free. She taught me, and then my longest kumuhula was Rose Mauna Kea Lane, who I think we paid a dollar every time we went to class in Kalihi. But we walked 3 miles to go take hula lessons, and I never wanted to. I was tomboy. I really never wanted to do that. My mother would whip me into it, and we'd walk and go from the housing down to about Gulick Avenue and dance once a week. And I never appreciated it. I believe God had a plan, because look, I made a livelihood out of that. You know, mm-hmm. I never wanted it, but it's here.
When did you discover you had a joy in performing?
Oh, I think maybe after I gave up the idea and maybe threw away some of the silly vanity of being on stage, because really you need, I don't know if you need, but most of us on stage think you're a little bit all that. You know, you get on stage and you think you're pretty good. But once, I guess it was 18, 19, 20, 21, but then you have children, and in my case, when you know the Lord, you truly, everything you do after that, you take Jesus into consideration first, everything. So maybe I was lucky enough to dump some of that vanity early on, you know. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. People say that you need to be a little bit of a ham to be on stage, and I believe that. That doesn't mean that Christians are not entertaining. That's just the way I see it, where I'm balanced now. You know, priorities are set.
Well, the stability that you have, Shah, and, well, when you talk about the importance of going to church and mm-hmm. what a difference that
but
has
Danny,
made.
But, Danny, I also want to interject that there are all kinds of people, and they're all God's people. He created mm-hmm. all of us. So I always caution Christians to, I guess my favorite expression is that Jesus went with the prostitutes and the tax collectors. So for us not to be, yes, we need to be with those of like faith, yes. But we need to include those that don't know yet. We need to love them, because otherwise, what good is our candle if we hold it under the bushel? I mean, we need to be out there. And that's why lots of times, I recognize I'm a loud Christian. I think Susanna there is one too. You know, Suzanne, speak. we are different sometimes, but the balance would be that we make sure we assert, firstly, our belief, and then secondly, make sure you exude with love, you know? Because in my industry, there are many, many, many good people that I am very close to, and I don't pretend I'm not a Christian. So you've got to be doing your service in that you mention, you know, you talk it up, but you don't exclude yourself to only believers. Am I making myself clear?
Yeah, well, we're going to pick up from there, because as you said, Suzanne does have a question. And when we come back, she's going to ask.
And I think she wasn't.
And you are making yourself wonderfully clear.
When we come back from our break, more with Shah Thompson, Suzanne Maurer with me, Danny Yamashiro. Grateful that you're with us. You know, these matters of life, yes, the balance of the spiritual life and how we interact with others, how we interact even with people who don't believe how we believe, aren't like us. You know, it's so easy to hang around people that are like you. It's comfortable. But life is not always like that. Well, certainly the spiritual life, because Christ came, and when he came to reach people. He came to reach people that were not yet in the fold, so to speak. They weren't a part of him, but he came to touch them, to reach them. He came to touch us. My friend, he came to touch you. Today, Shah Thompson shares about that and more when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of- desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Yes, both Tihati and Shah Thompson were honored as inductees to the Hawaii Business Hall of Fame. Shah Thompson is with us today. Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer. And again, thank you for taking this time to be with us. It means so much for us to share in this moment with you. And we believe the Lord has a special word, a special blessing through Shah Thompson in our time. You find out more about Tihati Productions at tihati.com. Suzanne, a question for Shah.
Thank you. Shah, it's just such an incredible blessing hearing that Jesus captured yours and Tahati's hearts together. And so early in your professional career, I'm curious to know if Jesus used you as one of the people to share with Don Ho's dancers and help them get on their road to Christianity.
Early on, Suzanne, we started Bible studies, Jack and I, for our own people, our own dancers, and others from other shows would come and join us. And quite frankly, there were, all the dancers from all the shows knew one another, and they heard about it, and they started asking if we would hold Bible studies for others. And while we didn't hold their Bible studies for them, we told those that were believers there to start their own. And so yeah, they did. And you know, it went like, the Holy Spirit just went through Waikiki like a wildfire. I mean, many, many, many entertainers were believers and got heavily into the Lord. I mean, everything, you know, like stop drinking and just the whole spirit. You didn't have the spirit of the kind of bad bad competition. Nobody bad-mouthed anybody. Nobody, even the big names that people would think, oh, you know, they're worldly and they drank all night and stayed out late. And it just wasn't so. They had good family lives. It just, the sad part is if one or two set bad examples, the rest of us suffered for it. You know, like we're really grateful. Can you imagine we're known as entertainers and that's how we made our livelihood, our living, and all our children are believers, whether they were on stage or not. They're believers, and we are so grateful for that, you know.
But you are so well known as Christian entertainers. So, Praise the Lord.
And you know what? You have a special responsibility because of that. You know, like I was mentioning my background and where we came from, and you got a beef all the time, you fight. And so I have to watch where I can be quick to respond to someone that's being unfair to someone else, or if I think they're being silly, you know, pushing someone around, I get involved. I have to really, really tell myself, what would Jesus do? I mean, I really got to do that because you forget sometimes when you're comfortable. And that's why you've got to always be in the spirit, always, because alone you're just a silly mini, you know. Yeah, I do have to be careful. And you can be a really old Christian. How old? Let's see, us about 47 years ago when we were baptized. I remember telling Jack, "Hey, there's one Hawaiian and one Samoan angel up there. Do you know? Hey, our name is in the Book of Life." And I mean, we had all these. We had all these silly ideas of what we were and what we became, and as we got to learn and as we got to live it, we know now that there's no way. You might falter, you might, you know, but there's no way you leave. You never leave. You're so grateful that you know now, you know.
But what a beautiful example, Shaw, of a beautiful little girl from Kalihi who God had plans for. Your story reminds me so much of Jeremiah 29:11-13, because yes, he knows the plans he has for us. Mm-hmm. It is to give us a future and a hope, and it is for good and not evil. But you too have been seeking him with your whole heart, and that's the key to me.
Yes.
Shaw, what did you teach your children?
I'm sorry, Danny, I'm having a hard time hearing you.
What did you teach your children that you feel prepared them for what they're doing in your business today?
I think academically I didn't teach them anything. They, you know, they literally grew up backstage. I mean, 6 weeks after I'd had the baby, I'd be back on stage. But I think little things like evening prayers as a family, always. Or if we had to be at work and they were there, they saw us lead the other dancers in that way. Or we're very proud of our culture. So we always had culture things, but we always took into the consideration, are we going to be offensive to people? And even before that, are we going to offend the Lord? There was, you know, even in... And I know this could happen in any industry, but more so in entertainment. When you thought you were going to do something not right, like I said, Jack and I, we were first boyfriend and first girlfriend to one another, and we've been married ever since. There's a lot of unfortunate divorces and things like that. We never, ever had the... fell into the trap of wanting another partner or anything like that. I think those examples weighed heavily on my children after they were married, all of them, because there was really no need. There was that third entity, which was the Lord. There was that third entity. Now, had we not had that, I firmly believe that we might not have been together today, because it's so frivolous. It's so available. It's there, man. It's out there. And it would have happened. We're no better than anybody else that have gone through divorces and problems, and so but we always had the Lord to lean on, and I always felt, uh-oh, he's up there watching me, and it wasn't a frightened kind of watching. It was like, I owe it to him for what he did for me, to be loyal and to know that only good could come out of what he expects of me. So it's hard to explain that to a non-believer. You know, you just got to set the example. Like, I had a sister, honestly, that said, are you kidding me? You really had only one man all these years. And I said, yeah, I don't know the difference. It's wonderful. So while I'm talking personally, I want other performers, if any of them are listening to, it ain't bad. It's fabulous.
Mm-hmm. When you think about this season of life, mm-hmm. Shah, what are you most passionate about?
I want to go home. I'm ready. I know that, you know, having gone, having losing my wonderful dear Punadia, I, if the Lord calls me home today, I'm ready. I just hope I'm fraction worthy of what he expects of me. And I want to make sure that my children walk in the way of the truth. I want to make sure that I can look the Lord in the face, because I know I'm not perfect. Heavens, I know that. I'd like more Christian friends. I wish I meet more people like me that that are not perfect but are believers. You know, I have a lot of wonderful non-Christian friends. I want the Holy Spirit to zap them, and I hope I'm responsible for some of that. Mm-hmm. You know?
When you talk to your children or other younger parents, what advice do you give to someone who is in the season of life now where they're raising children and you know, dealing with things that they feel, the feelings of inadequacy, the feelings of frustration, self-doubt? What would you say to someone?
You know, the first thing I would do, especially those young mothers that are tired, Danny, physically you are tired. Jack and I have raised 12 children, lots of Hanai, lots of, you know, Polynesian way, as much as expected from whom much is given. And we have been given children, and when we take them as early as 3 months, 6 weeks, you know, and we raise them all the way through high school, through college. And so we have many children, and they still come home today. I would first tell these, especially the young mothers, let's sit down and laugh. This too shall pass. We're going to laugh. And yes, you are tired. Yes, you want to wring their necks sometimes. But there's light at the end of the tunnel. And if you hang on, Jesus will pull you through. I know, been there, done that. I'm an old lady now. And look at me, I'm still strong. I mean, of course they make fun of me. I'm terribly forgetful, you know. But I would sit down with those mothers and tell them what you feel is you're justified. You're tired, you're mad, you're what have you, you know. And I'd send those guys to my husband and talk about men stuff, although I'm pretty good with the guys too. But you have to acknowledge that what they're feeling is real, and that Christian life is not easy, and it's not flowery, and it's not only, you know, go to church and your life will be perfect. It's tough being here, which is kind of why sometimes I say, take me home, Lord, take me home. But, you know, he's not ready to reward me yet. But, I think we need to be more realistic with the young people. We need to call a spade with them, so that they don't have to pretend that they're all happy and they love going to church every Sunday and they don't have any inhibitions and or temptations. I think being, you know, I'm still a buddy to a lot of our young dancers, and I like that. And I don't know if that's great advice, but that's what I do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When we come back, well, shall you? That's the thing. It's whenever I hear you speak, or whenever I've had the privilege of being with you, that's one thing that I just have always appreciated, is just the straight way in which you communicate. And yet you communicate it. There's a nesting of love and care and grace, but straight. And you know, sometimes, well, maybe more times than more times than we have, we need it straight. And so I'm grateful. When we come back, challenges, difficult times. Someone today is struggling with their own challenge in life. How has the Lord helped you in difficult times? Well, Sha Thompson will share heart to heart with you, as we have been. She has been. When we come back, you don't want to miss this now. The Good Life Radio Show with Sha Thompson. When we come back, stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chenan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, I ask you, are you going through a moment in life where you, well, perhaps it's a moment of shock, something has taken place that you didn't expect. You got news of something that you never thought would happen, and you're stuck. What do you do? Well, in a moment like this, we wonder if we're able to think through it. No, we're not always able to think through things, certainly not clearly, especially when we're under stress. But did you know that the Lord loves you even in those challenging moments, even in those moments when you have self-doubt, when you feel depressed? Our guest today, Sha Thompson, she's here as and here it is, as a mother to a child, as an auntie to a child, as a grandmother to a child or friend, speaking heart to heart with you. Danny Yamashiro here with Suzanne Marr, my co-host. This is the Good Life Radio Show, and you can hear more, find out more about Tihati Productions. Tihati and Sha Thompson, tihati.com. And you can hear this program at thegoodlifehawaii.com. And I encourage you to share it with a family member or friend. Sha, how has the Lord helped you through difficult times?
Oh, heavens, He's been in my life for the last 47 years. So when you say help, yes. I feel His presence. I always have, even when I stubbornly try to do things on my own. Once you accept him, once you plead and beg for him to assist you in living the right life, and you pay homage to him, he helps you in every way. I mean, even really simple things like, you know, you're feeling down or you're feeling depressed, and then an idea pops in your head where, oh my goodness, I just had a blessing this morning, or I just had a blessing last night. Why am I being so silly and feeling sorry or feeling depressed or what have you? The Holy Spirit is there. When Jesus left, he told his disciples, I leave the Holy Spirit with you now. And so we have a helper here on earth to help us. Once you recognize that, then you shouldn't be having any real deep problems. I mean, you will have, like physical losses, like my losing my punadia, but still you have help. Mm-hmm. So it's a learning process. It's, you know, you stay on your knees, man. You stay on your knees. You stay in touch with him, because the minute you let go, guess who moves? You move. He didn't move. I'm fortunate that I recognize that. You know, I didn't always, and I don't think everybody does. I think when you move away and you think, see, God, what I asked you and you didn't answer, and where are you, God, and what's going on here? And then when you come back to your senses, you're okay.
What is your favorite scripture?
I can't hear you, Danny.
What is your favorite scripture?
Okay. I'm so glad this one is, because I'm a Billy Be It and I was trying to do things on my own. My favorite scripture is Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Why? Why is that your favorite?
It's my favorite because I have to lean on him and remind myself that I cannot do all things without him. I cannot. And because I really believe that, I believed at one time that I could do anything I wanted to do. Nothing scared me. And I really, truly was fearless. I, you know, anything physically, emotionally, I'd do it. I'd go, you know, tomboy, if you will, I guess maybe feeling sorry for myself, like we were less, we were poor, we were this, we were that, and so I was going to make it. I never made it on my own. I made it by the grace of God. So when I discovered this scripture, boy, does that hold my feet to the fire, meaning, no, you can't do everything, Shah, you can't. But I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can.
You go back to school at the age of
58. Don't be calculating now. I'm kidding. My old, we call her Holly Granny, this one mentor of ours, when I say, oh, no, another year is coming up, I'm, oh, God, age. And she'd say, you thank the Lord that he afforded you another year. And so now I got no hang-ups on age.
Yes. Well, you accomplished something very special at a very special time in your life, a time when most people will say, well, you know, my time has passed. Well, someone today might be thinking, well, there is a glimmer of a dream that they've suppressed or even ignored because they thought, well, I missed it. But they may not have missed it. I mean, when you quote that scripture, what would you say to someone right now who may wonder, I wonder if I could do this or that? I don't know what it is, but they know. But it's something in line with accomplishing something like you did at a different
part of your life. Well, maybe I would recite the same thing. Take a little tenement housing rat with the graduate of Farrington High School, and at that time Farrington had the lowest rating, educational rating in public schools, and make her an old lady, like 58 years old, and go to college and finish in 5.5 years. And come on, that didn't happen because I'm brilliant. That happened by the grace of God. And if I know that, and I know that, man, anybody can do that if they lean on him.
So it's possible. And that's the thing I'm getting at. What you're saying is that next step, that idea, that dream that someone has, or something that they want to make up for, if they're still alive, living and breathing,
yes,
there's still an opportunity.
And, you know, there are people that will say, I can do it, I'll do it, I'll do it, I, me, myself, and I can do it. The difference is now I recognize that I can do it through him. I did do it through him. Otherwise, I'd be foolishly hurting myself and really struggling. And the fruitless kind of struggle, I mean, I struggle going to school. I mean, boy, when you get old, you can't remember what the professor said. But he makes it so that his grace allows for you to, you know, I mean, I graduated high, and I kept saying, how did I do that? And then I recognized, I know how. I laid it at his feet. Now, again, non-believer is going to say, come on. But if they desperately want something to happen, and they try this route, boy, will they be surprised that Philippians 4:13 works. Mm-hmm. It works.
Shah, a short prayer. We've got about 30 seconds left for someone who needs that encouragement right now.
Me? Okay. Good afternoon, Lord. I praise your holy name, especially for Danny and for Suzanne. God, thank you for taking my simple words and my simple thoughts and taking it to the heart of somebody that needs it right now, that needs to feel your love and your magnificent happenings, if you will, so that they will know, Father, that your grace is bigger than anything they have ever experienced. Take them to understand, Father, that they can have life here on earth that others, that non-believers, do not have. And help us, Father, to be your ears and your eyes and your mouth and your feet here, so that we are not listless or lifeless, that we might be a part of your kingdom, which is all that really matters for us. I look forward, Lord, for someday praising you forever and ever, singing, holy, 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 to thine be the glory in all that I do and say. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Shah, thank you.
Yes.
Wow. Thank you so much.
Amen. I have my Misty here if you guys are ready.
All right. Dear one, I hope that you've been encouraged by this heart-to-heart sharing of Shah Thompson. You can find out more about Shah and Jack Tihati, her dear husband, and her family, and Tihati Productions at tihati.com. You know, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, look, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation for you there. Zechariah 4, verse 10. Do not despise these small beginnings, for the Lord rejoices to see the work begin. It's always a blessing to be with you. Special thank you to Shah Thompson. Again, tihati.com. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.